on Daf Bet Amid Beis. Pshita, around 10 lines from the top. Pshita Macha Lekeach Beinanis Vizuburis. We're speaking about a Lekeach, same Lekeach like before. Was Lekach Idiyas Bachoyna. The first purchase, Beinanis Vizuburis. And then it was Lekach Idiyas Bachoyna. And the Gemara had mentioned before, even though theoretically all the Tovim could be gaiver from the Idiyas Bachoyna, Alta Klaalei Nefroim and Nechosim Mishubodim V'mokim Shiyesh B'nei Choyna. And since the Idiyas was the last Kalka that was among Choyrim, so the Iker Shibur, the Iker Chuskvi is under Idiyas. Afal Pikein, Belekeyas, Ketayne Iyefshi B'takonis Chamas. That means this takone, that I can be matche you to the Ben Tzairim, since it's not worthwhile for me, because if I'll be matche you to the Ben Tzairim, so come out, everyone will be gaiver from Idiyas. So I say, Yevshi b'takonis chachamim. I'm not deriving any benefit from this takone, and therefore the takone becomes nifka. And then, is kulam gaivim kedina. So then, the shibasisha man shem ziburis, achayv man shem beidinis, and the zikin man pamidius. So now, we're speaking about this case. Mocha lekeach beidinis the ziburis. What happens if he sold his beidinis and ziburis to someone else? The sheer idiot lokana, and his idiot is still by him. Now he's in a predicament, because the Iker Shibud was under Idiyas. Idiyas were the B'nai Chayim. And here he can't say, Yevshi B'takonis Chachomim, because the B'takonis Chachomim is now from the Lekeach that purchased the Beinanis and Ziburis from him. And this lekeach will taina efshi veefshi betakonas chachamim. I want that everyone should mourn from you, because this idiot was lokach bachoine. So fakel, but everyone mourn from you. Is lei se kulu veligve medias. Then everyone will mourn from this lekeach. Tachoine, because this was the last karka that was purchased. The Iker Shibut was on this karke. Ubeinanis viziburus lesnu gabei de motzi lamemulu govum ibeinanis viziburus tolenichali betakante de rabona. He can't tell them, listen, I want you to mourn for my beinanis viziburus, and I don't want to takonis chachamim. Because he doesn't have beinanis viziburus. He sold his beinanis viziburus. And the one who purchased it from him very, very much wants the takonas chachamim. So memele. So in such a case, lesman the polig that all the toivim, the nezikin, the baal chayv, the ksubasisha, will be goivim from the idiots of this lekeach. Let us see what Rashi says. Pshita benichusa. Mocha lekeya shalokach idiyas bachoyne. He purchased idiyas bachoyne, and he sold beinanis viziburis. He sold the beinanis viziburis vishir idiyas lofano. So everyone will mourn from the idiyas bachoyne, because this is the last karka that was purchased from the meicher. Vishibudayu alo ramye. Their shibud lies on this kalke. Ubeinanis, or less lehashte. He doesn't have any beinanis by him. The motzel amei megovi minei. Veloinechali betakanta darabonam. So, begoive kedinach. So therefore, everyone will mourn from the idiots. That's if he sold the Beinonis v'ziburis, and he left over the idiots. Havel moche idiots, what is if the case is fakelt? He sold the idiots. Now the Iker Shibud is on the idiots, was lokach b'choyne, yishir Beinonis v'ziburis, and he left over the Beinonis v'ziburis. Now here, he's very interested in the Takona Darabono, let everyone mourn from the idiots, as long as it's not by him, and let them mourn from the idiots, and he's Sova Mai, Sova Baila Meima, Osu Kulu, Kovi Mi Idiots. So that's what Abaye held. What does Rashi say? Mai, Mi Osli Kulu Bosa Lekeach Beis. Would they all go to Lekeach Beis? Shrei hu lokach shibudayu. He purchased their shibu. Umi lekeach rishin legovi. And they can't mourn from the lekeach rishin. Beinines and ziburus. The Omar, he says, ba'ino betakanta de rabonon. I definitely want the takana de rabonon. The idiots, the havoi, baschoiren, bishtei lekuches, arishaynes. The idiots, when I purchased these two karkois, the Beinus and Ziburis, so then the idiot was about Schoiren, Shalachemi, your Shibud is on this idiot, so you go and mourn from the idiots. That is what Abaye held. Omale Love, so Love told Abaye, Amir de Kizach, Ma Mocha Rishain Lishaini calls Chush Shatovi Liyotl. When a Meichel sells something to a Lekeach, so it is understood that all the privileges that the Meichel had in this Karka, when it is sold, these privileges are transferred to the Lekeach. And therefore, what would have been if the Idiot would have remained by the Lekeach? He wouldn't have sold it. Lekeach would definitely not have let the Baal Chayiv and the Ksubis Isha to be goyve from the idiots. He tells them, Yevshi betakonos chachomim, Yodin is beinin is beziburis, and I don't want their takona, you mon kedinoch. So when the idiots was by this Lekeach, who is now a moicha, when the idiot was by him, he had this privilege to be mafkia, the shibut of the ksubesish and the balchoy from this karke, and to divert it to the beinonis and ziburis. So there is a understanding, ma mocha rishen l'sheini, when one sells idiots, so that it is sold with all privileges that the moicha had. And therefore, so the lekeach sheni kentaine, just like when if the idiots would have been by you, the Baal Chayiv and Ksubis Isha would not have been goive from this idiot, they would have been goive from your beinonis and ziburis. So this should apply now that you sold me the idiots, they should also be goive from your beinonis and ziburis. The kivin, now let's see the loshen agamot. The ilu osu gabi lekeach rishin. If they would have come to the lekeach rishin, the Baal Chayiv and the Ksubis Isha, motzi agvulu mibeinis viziburis. It was then bekoichoi, and for his interest to give them beinis viziburis, v'afal pi, the chizovni beinis viziburis akata idius b'nei choyren, avoi, even though he had first purchased the Beinus Ziburis, the Idiot was Mnei Chayrim, and Beinif Rol Minechosim Mishubodim calls Mandike Mnei Chayrim. And the Iker Shibud was then transferred to the Idiot, because when he purchased the Beinus Ziburis, it was Ben Chayrim. Afal Pi came, but when later the Lekeach purchased this Idiot, Motzi amalu, now we can tell the Baal Chayvin Subasisha, Loinichali Bahai Takone. I don't want this Takone. I'm a vater on this Takone. I would prefer that the Baal Chayvin Subasisha should be Goyve Kedinom. Is Lekeir Shaini Nami, so the Lekeir Shaini, Motzi amalai Govi, Beininis Vesiburis. When the Baal Chayv and Subasisha will come to Lekeach Sheni, he'll send them to the Lekeach Rishon, and he'll tell them the Chizov in Lekeach Sheni. When I have purchased this Kalke Adaita, the Chol Zechusa Davale Lerishon Begavozov. There's a mutual understanding that all this Chusim that the Lekeach Rishon had, the koyach he had to be mafkia, the shibud from the idias, that goes over to the one who purchases the idias, and therefore, so the lekeach sheni could now send the baal choyv and the ksubis isha to the lekeach isha. Chizom lekeach sheni adaita chos chusadav lelrishim begavos ovin. What does Rashi say? Rishon l'sheni l'kech rishon l'kech sheni kol srushat aviliyod v'kiven di haboi idiyas kabe l'kech rishon haba magvulam ibeininis paitayna damorom yi evshi betakonus chachomim ashtenami omul l'kech sheni zilu l'gabi l'kech rishon v'gobu beininis. Now a new case. Omar Lovin Ruvain Shemochal Kol Sodaisov Lishimin. Ruvain sold all his Sodais Lishimin, and this Rosh is speaking about that they were all sold Bishtarachas, Bismanechot. Ruvain purchased all the Sodais of Shimon. Ruvain sold all his Sodais to Shimon. Now, Ruvain was a Baal Choyv, a Mazig, was Mechivak Subasisha. And he sold all his sodas to Shimon. So, if it would have remained by Shimon, so then everyone would be goyve kedinam from Shimon. Boholach Shimon umochal soda achas lelevi. Now Shimon went and sold one soda to Levi. And we'll see as the sugya progresses, the soda was the beinonis dikis soda. That means all the beinonis he had acquired from Reuven, he sold this to Levi. So now Reuven possesses idias and ziburis. Shimon possesses idias and ziburis, and Levi possesses beinonis. Ubo baal choyv de Reuven, and now the baal choyv of Reuven comes. So we would say that he should mend the beinonis from Levi. That's what we would say. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Ubo baal choyv de Reuven, rotzo mize goyve, rotzo mize goyve. If he wants, he can be goyve the ziburis from Reuven. And if he wants, he can be goyve the ziburis from Shimon. And if he wants, he can be goyve the beinonis from Levi. Now, this halacha that we said, that the Baal Choyv has a choice to be goyve from Shimon or Levi, lo yamoran elo dezovan beinonis, that Levi purchased the beinonis. And if Levi purchased the beinonis, so this ashtikel, the Baal Choyv is a taina to Levi. You know, speaking about the stomach, milvut bishtar, that there's a keil. You know the beinonis is meshubah to me. You bought it. So if I want to be gave it from you, you should have expected that. You know it's meshubah to me. It's dini bebeinonis. So if you bought it on this risk that knowing that if I want to be gave the bainis for you, I can be gave it. But Abuzovin idius visiburis. What is if Levi purchased the idius visiburis? Like, so then the Balchayv cannot mon the ziburis from Levi. The Amalei, because then Levi ketaine lohochi daiki vizovni idius viziburis. Levi tells the Balchayv, I knew at the kakois amishubetiyu. Now I was under the impression that you're going to be goyva from the beininis. Dinoch bebeininis. I was under the impression that you can be goyva from the beininis, and that's why I was very careful. I did not want to chepper with your shibut. Therefore, I only purchased ziburis and idias. So I purchased it under the impression that you'll not be gaiva for me, because normally a bal chayv is gaiva from beininis. How would I cholem that you'd be interested in ziburis? This is not such a frequent situation. A bal chayv should want ziburis, and I was careful not to chepel with your shibur. And now you come among ziburis from me. So I'm shocked. I would have known and I would have bought it. I can't, but my actions speak. That's why I bedafke bought ziburis, not to chepel with your shibur. So there is like a takonis alakuchas over here. Just like we say, if it's a milva al peh, so the lakuchas did not know to be nizer when they purchased the karka. They were unaware of the chayiv. So Chazal made a takonis, you can't mourn from them. Here, this Levi was also unaware that the Malve, the Balchayv, will want to be gave a Ziburis. Who wants Ziburis? So that is why he bought the Ziburis. Lohochi Daiki, I was medagdik to purchase the karke, vizovni idyis viziburis are de lechozilo, that I shouldn't chepel with your shibut. So therefore, even though the Malva comes to him and says, I want Vedavka Ziburis, he cannot mourn from him. This Lekeach is innocent. Vafilu Zovan Beininis Nami Leyamor. Vafilu he bought Beininis. But he left over. So that, then we said, if he purchased Beininis, then Rotsum Izegoiva, Rotsum Izegoiva. He did not leave over other beininis. He purchased the whole beininis, so then he should have realized most probably the Baal Chayv will come to him and say, give me the beininis. Dini is the beininis. So therefore, if he purchased beininis, the whole beininis, rotsam is a goyve. If he wants, he can come from the beininis. Avol shiur beininis dichbosei gabi shimin. But what is if he left over beininis by Shimon? That means Shimon had purchased idias beininis b'ziburis. He had purchased two sodeis of beininis. And he sold one sode of beininis to Levi. Loigovi mine. So then the Baal Chayv cannot mon from Levi. The motzi omale hinachti lecho mokem ligvois mimena. Levi ketaine to the Baal Chayv. You're entitled to beininis. Well, Shimon has beininis. Go mon from Shimon. Which is a very difficult concept to understand. We'll see soon in Tosfos. But first, let us see Rashi. Umochal soda achas lelevi. Vahi soda beininis havoi. He sold, Shimon had purchased three kakois for bas achas, idis beininis viziburis. And he sold the soda beininis to Levi. Did not leave over any beininis. This is the Gemara going to say later. So in such a case, the halacha is the Baal Chayiv rotza milevi goiva isis on it. If he wants, he can be goiva from Levi, and this does not need any explanation. The Malay shibudi shakalta. Listen, you knew it's mishubit. You knew Baal Chayiv dinay bebeinin it. You went and purchased it. Fine. So Alpadi should know that I'll be goiva from it. But if he wants, he can be goyve from Shimon. Rotza mi Shimon goyve mizibus. If he wants, he can be goyve from Shimon zibus. The amalei at bal dvorim didiat. You're my bal dvorim. The shakles kule nixi deruven. You purchased all the kakois. Now, when you purchased all the kakois, you knew that you're going to chapel with me. It means you knew you ignored my shibu. You can't tell me you left over anything for me. You took the whole shibu, the idiot's bainus visibus. So memele. So you have no excuses to say, I can't mourn from you, because why shouldn't I be able to mourn from you? You purchased my shibud completely. And now I want to mourn ziburis from you, and we'll see in Taisvis why he's entitled to mourn ziburis from Shimon. Lamor, the Gavim Levi, Elders of Levi Beninis. But if Levi purchased Ziburis, Lahochi Daiki Diktakti, that I purchased a kalke, the Lei Roiloch, the Lei Chosiloch, and Memela, then he can't mourn from Levi. Now let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Rotza Mizegoive, Umizegoive. The first aloche, which we're speaking about, that Shimon had purchased Idius, Beninus, Visibulis. And Shimon sold the Beninus to Levi. So the Baal Chayiv can mourn from Shimon, he can mourn from Levi. Ba'af al gav dem rinin en goivim min achosim mishabodim b'mokim shiesh b'nechosim b'necheiran atulu hein ziburis. So what is Taisvis kasha? So Taisvis is asking, let Levi taine, listen, I'm the Bamitz Nechosim Mishubodim. Go mourn from Shimon. He has Ziburis, but the din is, the Dika Shibud is under B'nai Chayran. So Taisvis, the Kasha doesn't begin. Shani Hocha the Kulum Mishabdininu. Levi is not a greater Yachsen than Shimon. You're tiny, you have Nechosim Mishubodim. You're 100% right, but Shimon also has Nechosim Mishubodim. The whole lomdus of Ein Goyven was only said if the Moichah still has B'nai Chayren, the Loive has B'nai Chayren, then you cannot mourn for Mishubodim. But if all the Kakois of the Moichah were sold already, so now these are Nechosim Mishubodim. So Memela, the Baal Chayv can go directly to Levi, and tining, you purchased my shibud. The bainis is mishubah to me. Give me the bainis. So that is dafke if he purchased the bainis. Abu zovin idius viziburis. But what is if he purchased idius viziburis? Nire the airi shaper afilu the shavik bainis. That he left over bainis by Shimon. And levius idius viziburis. Afal Pikain, we need a teretz that Levi has to tell the Baal Chayiv, don't mourn for me. You know why? I'm innocent. Rahochi Daiki, I didn't want to chat with you, that's why I purchased the books. Now, from the Lashon of the Gemara would seem, without this taina, the Baal Chayiv would be entitled to mourn ziburis from Levi. No, he's coming with a taina. I'm innocent. I didn't think you'd ever want to be goyva from the ziburis. So Taisus has a problem. L'cheira that Levi taina, why are you money ziburis from me? Your din is bebeininis. Go and mon your din. So Taisus says no. L'imotzi amale hinachti lach mokaim ligvais memena kidama besomach kabishove beininis techebosei. V'shema balchoiv oyev ziburis tvei mebeinimis. Now Tosfos comes in with a new cheshbet. Maybe the balchoiv wants ziburis better than beinimis. U'balkol choy shel shimin, and this is how Tosfos learned the Gemara before, and Taisvis learned Pshat in the Gemara that the Malve is entitled to Mon Ziburis from the Leive, even though the Leive has Beininis, and Hu Adin from the Kuches. Altnilas Delas, he can tell if I would have the money, I would be able to purchase Ziburis from you. So now, of Nilas Delas, he has a right to Monzi Buddhas also. Ubal Kochor Shel Shimon Ayyachel Likach Tvei Putikid Amrina Lel. Dama in Kaina Alta Delas Bifne Leuven. Yeah. So Memele. So that is why when Levi purchases Ziburis, theoretically, the Balchayv could go to Levi and tell him, you know, I want Ziburis. Now, if Nilas Delas, I'm entitled to Beininis, and now if Nilas Delas, I'm entitled to Ziburis also. And I want Ziburis. So therefore, the Levi has to come up with a new Eitzer. He's tining, but I'm innocent. I did not in any way think that you'd be interested in Ziburis Lachi Daiki. So Memele, because of this, he's unable to mon from life. La Itzrech, le time of the Lachi Tochi, Vizovni Ara de Lechazila, Ela Mishum de Zovn Ziburis. That means, al the Ziburis that Levi purchased, without a legitimate taina, the Baal Chayv could manen the Ziburis from Levi, with this taina of Nilas Delas. Avo Mishum Zovin Idias. But what would be if Levi had purchased Idias? Vishir Ziburis Ubeininis. And the Ziburis Ubeininis is by Shimon. Lo Yitzterech. So then, you don't need any reasons for Levi to explain himself, Lahochi Daiki, that I purchased a kalka de Lechazilach. The Chamoy Shaya Shimin Yocher Litchoyse Eitzel Beininis Biziburis. Just like Shimin, if the Idias would have been by Shimin, And the Balchayv would come to Shimon and tell him, you have idiots, give me the idiots. So Shimon would tell him, and Shultek Rabbi, I have Beininis Viziburis also. Your din is Beininis Viziburis. What right do you have to mourn for my idiots? So Shimon could be matched the Balchayv to Beinis Ziburis. Now, Levi, theoretically, does not have Beinis Ziburis to be matched the Balchayv. So, Lechayre, the Balchayv could come to Levi, say, listen, you bought a kaka meshubedes. So let me mon from, I want a mon from you. You're not giving me another choice. The idiot is meshubet to me. If you give me another choice, memela. But you're not offering me beininis. You don't have beininis. So let me mon idius, this idius from you. So Taisa says, no, because Levi can tine it, but when the idius I had purchased from Shimon, Shimon was capable of being matche you from these idiots by offering you beininus v'ziburis. So we have this klal, mamocha rishin l'sheini, kol zchusha tovi l'yodai. T'chamoisha yashimin yachal itchoisei tzal beininus v'ziburis. Kam levi yachal itchoisei, so levi could also be matchim. Mamocha loy rishin l'sheini, kol zchusha tovi l'yodai. Motzi omaloi hinachti loch mokim litkreis. So the Gemara had said that if Levi purchased one soda of beininus from Shimon, Shimon has a soda of beininus, and Levi purchased one soda. And now the Balchoiv wants to come to Levi. Motzi omaloi hinachti loch mokim litkreis. A leftover mokim ligvais. Now, this lotion is very schwer, because inachti loch mokim ligvais is only said, if we have ben chayren and mishubadim, so then we can say, inachti loch mokim ligvais, go and mon from the b'nei chayren. In this case over here, when Levi had purchased beininus from Shimon, so Shimon is mishubadim, Levi is mishubadim, so what reason does Levi have by timing go and mon from Shimon? Why is Shimon better than you? The Moses in Achtel of Mokim Ligvis, the first Taisus said that the Achtel of Mokim Ligvis does not apply by two Mishubadim. So Taisus says, Lav Davka Koma Holishne. This Loshin should be learned with a grain of salt. What does it mean, Mamish, this thing? Lashachlemei Mahochi, Alagabi Bailem. This whole concept of Nachloch Mokim Ligvois was only said by the Bailim. The Bailim was a Baal Choyf, so I can say, you go in Mon from the B'nei Choyren. But over here there's no B'nei Choyren. Uloi Gabi Lekechish. V'iker taim olei have ele mishum v'mamocho rishin l'sheini kol schusha tovi l'yod. V'hu hoya yochel l'tchoisei etzel beininis achiti. So Taisus says, if the Lekeach Rishon had two sodas of beininus, and the soda Aleph and soda Beis, two sodas of beininus, and the Baal Chayv would come to Shimon and say, you know, I want soda Aleph. So Shimon could tell him, you could want, I'll give you soda Beis. I also want soda Aleph. You're entitled to beininus. Taisus holds before, you're entitled to see Boris also if you want. But if there are two sodas, and you want to choose one soda over the other, that you're not entitled to. This I want to keep for myself. I'll give you a beininus. I'll give you the other beininus. The mamach rishon l'sheini kol zchus v'hu yochel l'tchoisei etzel beininus achit. Just like Shimon could have pushed him off to beininus B. So Memele, so if Levi bought Beninus A, so Levi can tine it, when the Baal Chayv comes to him, go to Shimon and purchase Beninus B. Because when Shimon sold me Beninus A, I acquired this chus, just like he was capable of pushing you to Beninus B, I also am capable of pushing you to Beninus B. Avol Eloi Shavik Beininus Dechvosei. But what is if Shimon sold all the Beininus to Levi, and Shimon is left over with Ziburis and Idius? So Lechayre Taisus has a kasha. So let Levi taine, just like Shimon could taine, you know, you take Ziburis. Don't take Beininus. And how is he forcing the Baal Chayv to take Ziburis? With the Shaskes. I mean, either you take Ziburis, or, if you don't want to comply, I'll give back the Ziburis to the Loib, and you'll be forced to take Ziburis. So Memele, Sotaisis is asking Akasha, so when Levi bought all the Beininus, let Levi tiny ma mocha rishin l'sheini, just like Shimon, could have been matched the balchoy from the beininess by saying ishaskes on the ziburis. So I also say the same thing. So Vaisa says no. That you can't do. Avilei shomek beininess the chavos say. My motze litchoy say eitzo ziburis the rishin. Eitzo ziburis the rishin. Nami lo yochel litchoy say eitzo ziburis. Because this is Shitas HaTosfos, that a Baal Chayv, that a Baal Chayv can tine, my din is bebeinunis. You want it, force me to take Ziburis, or else you'll give back the Ziburis to the Loibe. So the Baal Chayv is not gaining anything from this deal. So he can take the threat of the Lekayach, and they'll say, look, he said that when you'll return it, then I'm on Ziburis. Now I'm want my din. Now let us go further. Now we're starting a new sugya. Amar Rabbi. Reuven shemocha al soda l'shimin b'chayis. Reuven sold a soda to Shimon b'chayis. What does b'chayis mean? He said that if my Baal Chayv will take away this field from you, I'll pay you. But also Baal Chayv de Reuven. So the Reuven is the Loive, he's a Moicha, and he sells the Karka to Shimon, and Shimon was trembling when he sold the Karka. He knows that the Reuven has Baal Chayvis. So Reuven told him, I'm a Kabbalah Chayv, right? Nothing what to worry about. Va'osa Baal Chayv de Reuven. V'toraf mi Shimon. Now he wants to take away this karka from Shimon. Dinohu, now we will just learn the Gemara without an explanation. Then we have to see Rashi and Tosis exactly what we're speaking about. Dinohu, the ozel Reuven umishtoi dine badei. Now, when the Baal Chayv comes to take away the karka, so Reuven wants to join the Din Torah. Reuven is the Moicha, Reuven is the Loive. He wants to come to best. We'll see exactly what Reuven can accomplish more than Shimon. That we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos. So Reuven can come to the Din Torah. Now the mean that we are swore to say that the Baal Chayv tells Reuven, I'm not moaning anything from you, I'm moaning this karka, I have nothing to do with you, I'll handle with Shimon. If there's any problems, I'm taking the karka away from Shimon, I'm not taking money from you, I'm taking the karka from Shimon, this karka is not yours. It was sold to Shimon. I'm taking it from Shimon. I don't mind you investing. So the Gemara says, Abaye said, no. Reuven can say, no. I want to come to Bezin also. He can't tell him, listen, you're not my Baldova. I have nothing to do with you. That Reuven can tell him, what do you mean? I'm not your baldova. You're going to take away the karka from Shimon. The next minute I have a knock on my door, Shimon is by me, the karka was taken away. If your Baal Chayv takes away the karka, you're going to pay for it. So this din teira of taking away the karka from Shimon, don't tell me it doesn't affect me. It sure does. This, you take away the karka, I get a knock on the door the next day. So this din Torah is affecting me very much, so therefore I want to participate in the din Torah, and don't tell me I'm not a Baal Dov. Ve'iked Amri, that's one lashon. Ve'iked Amri, afilu shaloi b'chayis na. He sold the karka with arachayis. So then, the Baal Chayv tells him, so listen, what are you mingling into this din Torah? Not negaya you at all. I'm taking away the karka. You weren't mekabel achayis. So amalei loy nichali de tehevel l'shimen arumis alai. I want to be in good terms with Shimon. I sold him a cock. He paid $100,000 for the cock. Good, I wasn't a Kabbalah Achayis. Now you're going to take away the cock from Shimon. You'll know one thing. Shimon will not be on speaking terms with me anymore. Invested $100,000 in a cock. So you taking away. So therefore, I have a very big shaykhis in this din Torah. And therefore, it's affecting me also. That in order to avoid that Shimon should have terumas on me, so it's considered that I have, this din Torah is affecting me also, so I'm a baldom on this din Torah, so you have to let me into the din Torah, and I should be able to do what I'm capable of doing. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'komishtoi dino bade. The balchoi. Now, what is Reuven going to do over here? Hasn't been misalikin. Rashi the Merdeke problem. If the Balchayv is taking away the karka from Shimon, the Balchayv is a shtar. The shtar is proof that the chayv was not paid up. We're not speaking. So Mamela, the Balchayv comes, he slaps Shimon to the entire, here's a shtar. Is the shtar, the chayv was not paid up. So what is Reuven going to do? Reuven wants to come to the, what is Reuven going to accomplish by coming to the din Torah? So Rashi says, im yesh loy l'Reuven shum tviya al bal chayv, if he has any tviya, loyma praticha, he's going to say, I paid you up. No, I paid you up. The dying the laugh in his face. He paid him up. He had the shtar. Shtar can be on him, my boy. So, Rashi, the kaimulam be mesech eshvuit, af al gav de nokit shtar, even though the balchayv is a shtar, yom alay ishtabali de loy praticha boy ishtabuit. The Gemara says in shvuit ha-mere de kezah, aloy ve is confronted with a shtar, and the loy ve tain is, I paid you up. So, in court, this is worthless. But the loive, if he wants to, he can demand the shvuah. You say, I didn't pay you up. I said to pay you up. Fine. If I did not pay you up, ishtabali the loy praticha. This schus, Chazal gave the loive. Now, the loive can taine, I paid you up. Shimon the loikeach, doesn't know if he paid him, he doesn't pay him. Shimon is oblivious to what happened with the chayv. He just knows he bought a karka. Now the balchayv schleps him to Bezen, he shows him a shtar, he doesn't know if he did pay up, if he didn't pay up. So Mamela, he's gonna take away the karka from him. So Reuven can come now, before you take away the karka, you swear. And he knows the balchayv won't swear so easily. So this is, Reuven has a powerful weapon in this din Torah to demand a shvur from the Malve. But the Malve says, Achudik, this din Torah has nothing to do with you. I'm not taking any money from you. So you have no right to enter the din Torah. So that's what Abaye said. No. Reuven Tain is, this din Torah affects me immensely. Loi me boy if I was mekabel achayis, so my male I'll have to pay for the kark, and if not, I'll have to rumis on me. So therefore, this din Torah is affecting me, so, and I'm saying with a tainis bori that I paid up, so I can demand a shvur, and I'm a baldova of this din Torah. Now there's a tremendous kasha over here. The Muki Yosef asks. The halacha is, Habo lipora minachosim mishabodim ein yochel lifcha ela b'shvur. Chazal said, when a person mourns from the chosim mishabodim, Chazal said, you have to swear. You have to swear on a taina, v'shteitzer, the lekeich never knows, was the chay paid up, wasn't it paid up. Chazal made a takone. Every malva, you come to Alekeach, you'll come to Yisoyim, they don't know anything. They'll come with a shtar, so they're a bit of rachmonis. His name's the shtar, who knows what happened? So Chazal made it a kodah, you have to swear. So, so fighten Makiyos and Medeke Kasha. Say, Bazoi, so why do you need this woman to come to the Din Taylor? Yes, this way Saibasai. Yes, this way Saibasai. So Mamela, so what's this whole thing? What's Pshat Rashi? So Medeke Kasha and Rashi. Zok the Makiyos of Amedeke Teres. Like a little scenario. Before the Malva took Shimon to the Din Torah, he went and put his hand around his shoulders. He said, you know, well, we're the best of friends, and now there's halacha that Abol Lifra Minichsei Mechosim Shpodim Yeher to swear. But we're the best. I would appreciate you should be Mabata the Shavuosh. I shouldn't have to swear to you. This Shimon is such a tremendous person, and he asks him, you shouldn't have to swear. A lady, you don't have to swear. Fine, that's the story. They come to Bezen, the Dayan says, no, you want to be going with the Kaka for Shimon? Swear? No. Shimon said, I don't have to swear. Fine. Everyone's smiling and everything's happy. Now, whoever finds out about it, but he doesn't have to swear. So Reuven comes to Bezen, and Reuven says, Yishtabali, Shimon is naive, but you Yishtabali the loipa, I paid you, you Yishtabali the loipa ticha. Zokta Baal Chayim, listen, I have nothing to do with you. You don't belong in this Tentera, I'm not talking to you, I'm finished. Zokta Reuven, you're not talking to me. He's gonna mon for me money. He's gonna mon for me money. So the Yelis HaShachar asks Amir HaDikarovan, why is he going to mon from you money? Let's say you didn't come to Bezen. So you didn't come to Bezen. Reuven didn't come to Bezen. Shimon took the kark. The Bachayv took the kark from Shimon. Fine. Bachayv took the kark from Shimon. So now Shimon comes to Reuven. Oh, it took away the kark. Kablachayz. So Reuven will kinda, did he swear? No, I was Meichlam de Shavua. He says, listen, if you're such a Tam, you're Meichlam de Shavua, I should give you a... He was Mechuyev to swear. And he wouldn't swear because I know I paid up the Shtar. You were Meichlam de Shavua, that's why I should be Mekabel Achayis and Shuldig. I should pay you because you were Meichlam de Shavua. This Ayelas HaShacha asks, Mordeke Kasha. I mean, but the Gemara doesn't say like that. The Gemara says that Reuven Ketani is going to mourn for me if I don't step into the Din Torah. So Vaistachois, Meiker Adin, Reuven has no taina whatsoever. That means, Meiker Adin, the Malva has a shtar. So, in Hilchis Mominis, the shtar is enough. We gave the Lekuches a Yisrain, they'll have to swear for you. Not that we have a suffix. Not that we have a suffix. Was it paid or wasn't it paid? Ezicha wasn't paid. If the Malva has the Shtar, Mastama wasn't paid. We made an extra precaution. Let the Malva swear. Fine. You are Meichelim. So you don't have this precaution. But in Hilchis Mominus, we don't have any suffix whatsoever. You, it's Zichah, the Chai wasn't paid. So Memele, so Reuven would be obligated to pay for the he was Mekabel Achayis on the Karka. The Karka was taken away legally from Shimon. He had an opportunity for a precaution. He didn't take the opportunity. That doesn't have to Reuven's Achayis. Reuven's Achayis is Machayev him to pay back Shimon. So therefore, Reuven is saying, I know all this, and he's going to mourn for me. So therefore, I'm a Baldover on this Din Torah, and Reuven can tie it to the Balchoy, Vishtabali, the Loi Pratich. Let us see Taisus. Dinu da Ozel Reuven, Kamishtoi Dino Abadei. Vim Taima. So Taisus says, my nafkemino, hakoma sheyochel Reuven litoin tanin elei l'shimen. Why do you need Reuven to come with him? Reuven gives a whole bunch of explanations how he's a baldov on this entire. Why do you need Reuven? whatever Reuven can taine, we taine for Shimon. To tanina leila lekayach, v'chein le yisoymem, this a dim tainino. Bein porua, bein mezuyev, we're gonna taine mezuyev, a fellow Reuven doesn't come. Your man from Lekuches, your man from Yesaimim. So the first thing Bezdin is going to say, be Mekayim the Shtar, please. Maybe it's Mezuyev. If I stay, Shimon doesn't know anything about it. And we'll tie the Peru and make it the Mezuyev, because we're not going to say what's Rikhi Eidekiya? The Ilav Hochi, because if this would not be the case, Loishov Kishayim Lechobe, Mamish, it's a catastrophe. Whoever buys a cock, he doesn't know from anything, will get a hold of a good fortune, will start making a whole bunch of stories, and create a catastrophe. The peri get poshit, nami mukhach kain, this yisayt is a din tainina on a parua mezuye, the kama ashrimra shoma mona leplay nibiyon. Ashrimra said, he's lying on his deathbed, and he comes and everyone's around him, telling, you know, I owe this person a money. Doesn't mean anything. The reason he's saying this, he doesn't want his kids to think that, well, the father's dead, he'll say, Baruch HaTeir HaMeitik, he's a millionaire, and now we're going to have no problems whatsoever. Our financial problems are solved. So the father wants Shaloi Lahazbi as Bono. His children should not feel that they have no daigis parnosa. So Mamela is on his deathbed. He tells them, you know, this one they owe money, this one they owe Simon. He's going to tell them the whole thing. And all of a sudden they get very pale. So they think, like, maybe we should say to him for the father. He's not leaving over too much money. But halachically, it doesn't mean anything. That means that all these people start coming money in chayvis. It doesn't mean anything. But it says as follows. Amatnu, but if he added, he said, no, I owe him $100. Doesn't mean anything. But if he said, tnu, give him $100. Nice to let. Then we see the father really means what he's saying. No, nice to let. By Amatnu, ain't nice to let. Umukilah, but the Nokit Shtore, and the Gemara says it's speaking about this Malda has a Shtar, you still need a tnu in order to give it. So why do you need a tenu in order to give it if he has a shtar? So why do you need a tenu? So you see, claw, because without a tenu, we'll tie a mezuyah, we'll tie a parua. Ama tenu, kaime le shtore. Ama tenu, like kaime le shtore. Mashme de tenine le le yasme mezuyah, we tie a mezuyah for you same. Bekame de mamatsiya harach. So mamela, let's not get into this. Vechein, so mamela, so why do you need Reuven around? Any tine, legitimate taina, the Reuven ke taina, we taina for Shimon already. V'chein ein loyma de nafkimino, she'edov shel balchoiv kreivim le Reuven, ulechoikim le Shimon. That the edim that the balchoiv has, that the choiv was not paid up, they're relatives to Reuven, so l'gabi Reuven they won't work, and they're not relatives to Shimon. So Mamela, that's why Reuven wants to come into the Din Torah, because if I'm in the Din Torah, you have to bring Edim, which are not Kroivim to me. So Taisus says, no, the Lashimen Amin Yechem Lohi. Without Reuven coming in, they can't be made on Shimon. Given the Torah flame is Shimon, also Bosa Reuven, since if they'll take away the Kaka from Shimon, so through their Edis, Shimon will be Torah from Reuven, so Mamela, so without Reuven coming to the Din Torah, they're posaloi. Echeinim yele shimen eidim, shimeidim schusoi. The other way around. Yele shimen eidim, shimeidim schusoi, vehem kroivim, psulim lohoi, dafilo lehuven, kim di eshrevach le shimen, shemami dakar kebe yodin, kinemuchach seife kam de makas. The other way around. Shimen has eidim, that a meid klo that the choy was never paid up. But these Edim are never his Kroivim. So he wants Reuven to bring these Edim. So Leisha says it won't help, even if Reuven brings these Edim. Because since it's helping for Shimon, so these Edim are passed on this Din Torah. And Taish brings the Gemara Makis, Kabi Yiloi V'Tuvia Kroivim Da'orev Habe. Yiloi V'Tuvia were Kroivim to the Orev. Aber Possalu, afilu lagabi loive malve. So the Gemara says they can't say Eidus for the loive malve. Mishum dechiles leile loive ozer malve bosar arve. So memeilem. So the Arev will be affected by their Eidus. So memeilem, so they're possible to say Eidus for the loive malve also. Im kein my nafke mine. So what's the nafke mine? V'yesh loima. So Taisvah says two terutzim. V'yesh loima. One terut Taisvah says, the nafke mine l'raya achayna. Kegoyin sha'omar shimin, ein li eidim ve'ein li raya. L'achas man motza raya oy eidim. The shimin ein yochel aviyam, l'ruvin shloyoma ein li eidim, Yochel Bahaviyam. Now let us just explain this halacha according to one mahalach in order to understand the Taisvah. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is speaking about that there's a din Torah between Shimon and Reuven. Shimon learns from Reuven. And the Bezdin asks Reuven, Shimon brings all his proof. He asks Reuven, do you have any proof to counteract Shimon's proof? And Reuven is thinking for a period of time, no, I don't have any proof. I don't have any proof. The next day, he runs into Bez, oh, yeah, I minded myself, there were two Eidim, I have proof. Brings in the two Eidim. So the Gemara says that Reuven is not Neman, because there was a Hidor Spaldin. Just said yesterday in Besen, you weren't pressured to answer right away. But you answered, yeah, you thought over, only eight. Today, all of a sudden, yeah, there's Eidim already. There was a door spelled in from you, there's no Eidim. So these Eidim are possible for you. You said that you don't have any Eidim, so these Eidim are possible for you. So you can't use these Eidim. Your hands are tied. So Memele, so Ketaisvis, that's the story over here. The story over here was that this Lekeach said, Ein li Eidim. I have no proof whatsoever that the Chayv was paid up. Ein li Eidim. The next day he found Eidim, but these are possible for him already because it was a Dos, but he doesn't have Eidim. So if Reuven becomes a Baldover in this Din Torah, so Reuven can bring them. I never said there's no Eidim. He said, the knack of him, for me they're good. That's one Teres Taisvah says. Rashid Mekabetzis asks on Taisvah, listen, the only Eidim of Shimon is really worthless because he's not a Moldova. He knows it. I mean, so his only Eidim does not in reality mean, if the Loiva says only Eidim, so that means something. So yes, he said only Eidim, and now all of a sudden his memory got better. That's already a little fluky. So he knows about it, but, Shimon said, "Ein li Eidim." Okay, but Taisus held that that's also it has a teres namonis vaydos baldin, and Shimon can bring them, and Reuven can bring them. Inam kegoyin shetayin lebezn godol kozlima. Shimon leimotzi lemitrach kamei Reuven. So now this is a very interesting teretz. The teretz is as follows: the Malve is moaning Shimon, he wants to take away the karka. He's moaning Shimon, and he has all his proofs, and he wants to take away the karka. So Shimon, theoretically, has proof that Chayv was paid up. But the Dayanim and the Shtot are not the most competent Dayanim. So if by these Dayanim, the Baal Chayv can win the din Torah. So there's always an Eitzah, but they were superior Dayanim. You can go to the Yerushalayim, the Bezim Godel Kozilma. The Nitva Kintayne, you're money for me, fine. I don't have to use this Bezim. I can use a more competent Bezim. So Shimon, in reality, would have Tayne this Tayne. But Shimon is a busy man. He can't go to Yerushalayim. He can't take off 10 days of work to go to Yerushalayim. So he can't Tayne this. Reuven can go to Yerushalayim. So So it's a bad ruben is not about over. The Balchaiva is telling him, who asked you to come in here? I'm not running from you. So that's why we need this Gemara to say that Ruben is also about over. I'd like to be misaligned with a beautiful kasha that Rabbi Chanan asks on the second parrots of Taisus. Rabbi Chanan asks as follows. From Taisus it seems, well, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, why is Ruben about over? So the first malach of the Gemara was, because Ruben Tainis, listen, if you take away the kake, he knocks on my door, so Mona Chai is from me. So I'm a baldov. That's what the Gemara says. Now let's go back to Taisus. Shimon, theoretically, leimotzi lemitzchach k'may Ruben. Shimon can't go to Yerushalayim. Now, it would seem from Taisus that if Shimon would have time, he'd also go to Yerushalayim. Well, Shimon doesn't have time, so that's why he can't time this time. Now, what does Shimon plan to accomplish in Yerushalayim, if Shimon would have time? So it seems that Shimon has proof to prove that the chayv was paid up. Well, these dayonim doesn't go with them. He goes to competent dayonim, will be able to prove it. So Shimon theoretically would tie, now, let's go to Yerushalayim, but I don't have time. Rekta b'chona merdike kasha. Reuven is time fine. Why is Reuven a baldover? Because Reuven will have to pay the chayes. Frekt Rabbi Chanan, why should Reuven have to pay the chayes? If Shimon himself knows that the chayv was paid up, and Shimon himself would have gone to Yerushalayim to prove that the chayv was paid up, now he doesn't have time to go. So if they'll take away the karka from him here, how could he go in Mon from Reuven Achayis if the karka was taken away illegally? If Shimon himself knows, Shimon wants to take him to Yerushalayim, but he doesn't have time. So Shimon himself knows that the chayv was paid out. Shimon himself knows that this karka is being taken away from him illegally. No, if it's being taken away illegally, there's no achiyav achayis on Reuven. Reuven is only, was mekabel achayis. If I take all the money and it's taken away, it's mekabel achayis. But you yourself know I don't owe the money. Or you can't go to Yerushalayim. But Reuven is not a baldover though. How did Reuven become a baldover? Because if Shimon will come to Reuven, Reuven will say, I don't owe you a penny since you yourself know that the chayv was paid up. This kasha Rabbi Chanan asks.